kill ratio. What is the kill ratio for COVID injections? How many people who got the shot will die from the shot? We don't know that yet, but many people say we're going to find out the hard way this winter. I hope the kill ratio will be low. If it is, we can breathe a sigh of relief and start ramping up for the next crisis. But maybe we should have some idea of what to expect. If the kill ratio is high, then a whole lot of people who took the shot die from the shot. There seem to be a lot of experts in biotech who think the kill ratio will be high. Rumor has it that all of the test animals died. Maybe we should put some thought into what it means if those biotech experts are right. You know, prepare for the worst and hope for the best. Just the logistical challenge posed by dealing with a whole lot of dead people is difficult enough. But the political fallout might be the biggest danger. Right now, a lot of pro-vax people are complacent. They are sure the vax is mostly safe, and they won't suffer severe consequences. They are politically apathetic. If they begin to realize they are in immediate danger of serious injury or death, we might find out it's one short step from apathy to rage. If the rage happens, we need to have a plan to prevent it from generating an even more authoritarian situation than we have now. Authoritarians with political power usually can't keep it for long, but they can do tons of damage while they are in power. The general population offered only feeble resistance to the slide into slavery. Beatniks and hippies were no match for the armies of the state. Authoritarianism would have been much easier to correct when compulsory this and mandated that were first proposed. The general support for the misuse of state power is now coming back to bite us all, but especially the people who contributed the most to the rise of authoritarian democracy. Authoritarians will not win this battle, but they could cause a lot of damage while they're going down. We need to minimize that damage. To do that, we need to be as kind to the authoritarians as we can manage. Certainly, they should not be allowed to keep their ill-gotten gains. But things like executions and long jail sentences will only make them more desperate and irrational. draconian punishments are very costly, both economically and socially. The authoritarians are morally bankrupt. We need some kind of a moral chapter 13 to deal with them. Maybe they should learn how to live on food stamps. I think the rise of libertarian ideals has caused the authoritarians to panic, and that panic is the driving force behind their rapid rollout of more and more radical programs of violence and deceit. Perhaps they are terrified of losing control of the authoritarian institutions of our society. Maybe we're closer to freedom than we realize. Whether or not we get a huge number of injuries and deaths from the injections, we have serious problems. We can solve these problems by saying no to force and fraud. No to forced injections. No to forced lockdowns. No to forced social distancing. No to forced masking. No to censorship. No to armed taxation. No to incarceration. No to compulsory education. And no to war. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.